to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, Judd Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. Before we get started, I must apologise for my voice. I was at Spotless Stadium on Saturday night watching the Bulldogs get into their first grand final in 55 years. So I apologise for that. But welcome, Stevie Fizz.
Yeah, it was obviously a pretty great moment for you, Jono. I mean, obviously I'm support Collingwood. I've seen premierships. Don't really care. Not a big deal for me. But, you know, you plebs would probably appreciate that sort of thing.
There was tears of joy throughout the whole stadium. Where I was standing, Dale Morris ran straight towards us to congratulate, thank the fans and all that.
What was his walking stick like?
Oh, no, he was full sprint. And just his facial expression, like, it was just the greatest thing I've ever seen. And got a high five from him, so pretty pumped about that.
So you've touched Dale Morris's hand.
Yeah, Jake Stringer ran past, but I retracted my hand.
We could have slapped him in the face.
He's a big unit. Up close, he's a big unit. So.
Well, tell him to get a contested possession.
Well, he took a mark right in front of me when I was at the ground, and I was just yelling at him. And when he was dropping the ball to his boot, I yelled out his name. So I completely put him off, and he's just shanked the ball completely.
Couldn't you have just, like, slapped him in the face and said, win a contested possession, Jake?
He's a big unit, and I'm not messing with him. But Tomlinson, he's a big unit.
Well, that's, you know why you wouldn't have messed with him? Because you ran out of beer at halftime, Jono.
Oh, man. There was probably 10,000 Victorians up there. We're drinkers. And waiting in line for the grog, blokes coming down the line saying, no beer, no beer. Half the line just vanished. I'm like, sweet, get me some spirits. No Canadian clubs left. All right, still Jim Beam.
Is that your go-to spirit, though, the Canadian club?
Oh, no, because what else they were selling was mid-strength Jim Beam. So I'm thinking, been on the grog all afternoon, do I go beer, spirit, red wine, or just keep the spirits going? I thought, bugger it, I'll just keep the spirits going.
You know, if you went to that red wine, you'd get drunker, but the next day...
I was not getting on that train back to Melbourne.
You'd be dead.
Yeah.
You would actually die.
I reckon. So, and when I got back to the pub after that, I was telling the guy behind the bar, I said, you know the stadium ran out at halftime? He goes, that's just effing disgraceful.
and really it is. Can we get Gillon McLachlan to get some sort of focus group together?
But it's not the first time it's happened. It's just the first time it's been reported because... The guy goes, this happens all the time with Spotless Stadium.
Really?
Just
I was considering a trip there. And
well, load up before half time. And
apparently.
But the pub's only a 5-minute walk, so it's not too bad.
Well, that's great. It's not good enough. 5 minutes of walking. My God.
Take a couple of travellers back.
Well, there you go.
But today we're talking injured players throughout the season and...
The big long-termers,
The big long-termers, where we might get them next year and... Oh, I've got where they were this year, where they were the ADP for this year.
I didn't go that far. I didn't research that.
I had some time. So I'm going to start off with Michael Barlow from Freo. Played the 13 games this year. Averaged 98 Supercoach, 96 Dream Team. Had a AC joint. Oh, he had just about every other injury, but the main one was the AC joint in his left shoulder. Had surgery and was rehabbing that. But the thing with Barlow... is he could be traded this year. So, going to keep that mid forward, I think. But when he played forward, he just sucked. But in the midfield, was dynamic. So, he went, where did he go? His ADP was 26, so it's the third round.
Yeah, look, he's not going in the third round next year.
No.
Yeah, Bolo's an interesting one. It depends on his landing joint and his status. I mean, if he maintains...
Mid forward,
and he goes to
Richmond.
God, I don't know. We're not here to speculate on those sort of things. That's not what we do. We try to deal in facts as best we can, and we'll try to present our fantasy forecast, as if you will, as much as possible. But he really needs a good landing spot.
Yeah, and he needs to play pure mid.
That's the whole key for me.
Yeah,
you know, somewhere like Gold Coast would be ideal.
Oh, brilliant.
I mean,
losing O'Meara and Prestia. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. They have a clear need for an inside midfielder.
And we won't see Riscatelli for a long time either.
Well, if ever.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, Michael Barlow is an interesting one. I mean, and you said, what, 13 games. I mean, didn't he play a couple in the Waffle as
couple
well?
Couple in the Waffle.
So, I mean, yeah. I don't think his injury is anything to be concerned about going into next year.
No. Like I said, it was rehabbing going into the end of the season, so should be cherry ripe.
But, I mean, if he finds the perfect landing spot and he gets that forward status still, I'd be pretty interested in him.
Oh, yeah. What was he, second round pick?
Well, third
round. Oh, third round. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, third round pick. I'd still be taking him as a good F2.
Well,
if he, as a DPP.
If he was in the right landing spot and I went mid first, I'd be happy taking him as my first forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know there's a little bit of risk attached to it, but he's capable of scores.
Well,
that
his top scores for this year were 168 Supercoach, 159 Dream Team.
I mean, that's as good a ceiling as you get.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Michael Barlow, really interesting. The injury is not a thing for me, though.
The only question is, do we have that forward scarcity this year? But I don't think so with Michael Barlow.
Forward scarcity?
A lot of players are going to lose that forward
status.
Well,
I think they will.
Yeah, and that'll bump up his value too.
Well, if he maintains it, and he's a guy who may. Mm. Like, of all the Dustin Martin, Zach Merritts.
Zorkos, yeah.
He's one who may keep it.
Especially, yeah, he only played the 13 games, and they tend to keep it when they do have an injury like that.
So, yeah. How about this guy, though, Jono? Perennial, well, number one pick. First rounder, definitely. Gary Ablett.
Ablett, yes.
Obviously, have had the shoulder issues the last few years.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. That's very good. But the last 3 years, played 15, 6, and 14 games.
Mm.
The big question is he worth a first round pick, a top 10 pick?
I got to say no.
That's easy to say now. Okay. This is where I'm gonna break your balls a little bit here, Jono, and say I thought this at the end of the season.
Yeah.
I thought no, I would never draft Ablett, and then I was going through the numbers, and the more I thought about, if I'm at pick 7, and Ablett's there.
It's going to be hard to pass up.
How are you
going to
pass it up? Especially if you're playing in a captain's league.
That is true. But it's just that 14, 6, and 15. It's very worrying. I know that 6 one was just a complete write-off, but still 14, 15 games is...
It's scary.
I'd like a few more, but it is what it is.
He offers a consistency that no one else does.
That's true.
Or very few do, anyway,
yeah.
let's be honest. The thing that I think we'll see with Ablett is he's probably... We see they tend to put Ablett in cotton wool through the preseason.
Mm.
So what I'm feeling is that if they rest him, say, that through the first couple of preseason games, give him a little bit maybe in the third, and that's generally around draft season,
yep.
you may get him at a good value. He may be there in the early second round.
End of the first, start of the second, if you're on that turn, ooh, that's juicy.
I couldn't pass it.
If you're on the turn, you'd get him on that turn, no worries.
He has a really... the thing we talk about when they're talking player values is range of outcomes.
Mm.
And Ablett has a range of outcomes that is scary.
Because
he could be the best player in the game, but he could also hurt his shoulder again in round 5 and never be seen again.
That is true.
So it's a risk-reward situation.
All depends on where you're in the draft. If you're low back on the back end of the draft, you certainly have to think about it. Especially in captain's league.
A captain's league, I think, is the kicker.
Yeah, definitely.
Certainly in a non-captain's league, you can go for positional variance.
Do you want to say that again? Positional?
That was thereabouts. Start with a P. Hey, you know, God damn it, the Dodgers clinched... People, the Dodgers clinched their division today, and the Colts won by...
4.
By crook or by hook. And I'm pretty happy about it.
That's right. The next bloke.
But I mean, Ablett, man. Heck, I mean, we're terrified. You'll be trembling when it's your pick and he's on the board.
Well, speaking of terrified and trembling, Brett Deledio. 11 games this year. Calf injury, which he's had for the last couple of years, it seems. Danger, danger, danger. Getting older. The soft tissue injuries are creeping up. He missed the first 5 games of this year and the last 6 of 2016. He's not getting younger. 2008, 2013.
I don't think his age is an issue.
in the past 30s.
But the issue, the injury is an issue.
See, I think it's catching up because between 2008 and 13, he didn't miss a game.
No, he's a fantastic. He's did not miss a game. Very durable.
But in the last couple of years, in 2015, he played 17, and 2016, he only played 11. So it's just starting to get down there, but when fit, he's a first round, or close to first round draft pick.
Look, we of the top forwards, he's probably the most likely to. Well, I mean, he's going to be forward.
Well, his ADP was 38, which is fourth round.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be a forward.
Yeah,
we can feel pretty confident about that when we're trying to project our rankings. We talk about range of outcomes. He's a guy I'd be okay being wrong about.
Yeah.
Like if it was my turn on the clock and there was a couple guys and he was one of them I was having a hard time deciding about, and I went the other way, and let's say Brett Zelidia comes out and plays 20 plus games.
Yeah.
And at the higher level we know he does, I think I'd be okay missing on that.
I think so too. Like you average 95 Supercoach, 91 Dream Team, so that's an injury-affected year, whereas in the past he's averaged over 100.
Yeah.
So he's an F3 for me. I just...
Three?
Yeah. You know me. Age and injuries, I don't like them.
Yeah. Look, I understand that completely, but I mean, then you're talking, what, ninth round?
Possibly. He won't be there.
No, he won't be there.
He won't be there.
But that's not what I mean.
It all depends on how you draft, but as my third forward, I could just... If there's a scarcity, stack your forwards or...
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm okay missing a guy. I mean, if he was there in the fifth round, I'd be compelled to take him.
Yeah.
Because I know when he's on the park, he's going to produce.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think it's worth the risk in that range. I mean, other people... Again, it depends what other forwards are listed around him. Let's say we lose these seven gun forwards. Brett Delidio may well be one of the top five forwards by default.
Yeah, exactly right.
You won't see him.
I mean, you think about it. Barlow, Bunnell, Delidio, Dalhouse. Say they're your top four. Who do you pick?
Who would I pick?
Mm.
Well, probably the guy with the lowest ceiling, who's Dalhouse.
Mm.
But I mean, Toby Green would be there as well, you would imagine.
You would think so, yeah.
That's a really interesting question. Really, really interesting to see how they list the forwards. And Brett Delidio,
he could
fly up the rankings, or he could fly... way down the rankings.
He certainly could.
But he's an interesting guy. How about this guy, though, Jono? Nat Fyfe.
Has he played a full season yet? I don't think so.
Surgery after re-breaking his left fibula due to plates. And the plates are apparently now out and it's going to be all fine. We've seen vision of him training. He's out there. He's out there already. You know, obviously, Supercoach drafters would be very interested. Not so much your... Well, I mean, still your Dream Team drafters are very interested. In fact, three of his first five games in were 120-plus for Dream Team scoring this year. I mean, wow. Right? But man, how do you feel about Nat Fyfe going forward?
As a forward or going forward?
Going forward. In time.
You can't do this in a draft podcast.
In years.
Supercoach.
Let's say you're pick four in Supercoach, and the top three picks were, for argument's sake, Danger. Thorn, Danger, and Pendles.
You'd seriously consider him.
How could you pass him?
Mm.
I think this leg thing's done and dusted.
You think it is?
I'm happy to go past it.
Yeah, I mean, medical surgery, they take a plate out, let the bone heal, should be good. Don't skip leg day and you're right.
It should be right. It's not.
It should be right,
it's
yeah.
It's not like he's got shoulder problems, it's not like he's...
No.
It's
a broken leg. I mean, we've seen players come back and...
Yeah, that's right. We have, and... I mean, man, Nat Fyfe is just...
Nat Fyfe.
It's Nat Fyfe. It's, yeah. You can't go past him.
Man, if I can get him at pick four, I'd be all over that.
In your Supercoach drafts, you could argue him pick two.
You could.
I feel. Because I don't feel the injury is a worry.
No. Not anymore, no. Especially if he's up and training now.
He's out on the park now. We've seen vision of him out on the park now.
There you go. No, I'd be quite happy to take him.
So when we talk range of outcomes, Is he going to be the top midfielder in Supercoach?
Top five.
He's got that in his repertoire.
Yeah, he's certainly top five, top three even.
But I don't feel like playing three games and missing the rest of the years. I feel that's on the low percentage side of the spectrum.
I can see that, yeah, for sure. Speaking of low end of the spectrum, I've got Nat Fife's teammate, Michael Johnson.
Ooh, you know, I'm a big fan of Michael Johnson. I really like watching him play, Jono.
Only four games for the year this year. He did a knee and a hammy at the same time, basically, in the same leg. But he was fine with that. He was coming back ready to play a la Sanderlands this year, but then did an injury to his Achilles tendon, which Achilles are always...
That's bad.
Very bad. We don't like those at all. But he's right. He was ruled out for the rest of the season. He's back on track for 2017. His ADP was 177, which is the 18th round. I'm not about Michael Johnson next year.
At all?
If I can get him on his bench. It's not going to cost me anything.
Look, if I took him anywhere from round 16 onwards, I'd be very happy.
Absolutely. And well, he went 18th round. As his ADP.
Yeah, so. Look, when he's fit, he'll be fine.
Well, his high scores, he only averaged 78 and 66 in Supercoach Dream Team, but he can score.
He scores when he's on the park.
Yeah.
It's scary, man. I wouldn't feel great about it.
No, but if you get him in that range of the draft, where it's not going to cost you anything.
It doesn't matter if you drop him, if it doesn't work out.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if... He could retire. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, well, he's in his 30s now, so no big surprise.
But it just
breaks
down
every single year.
So, but I love watching him play.
Yeah.
How much do you love watching him stream out of the back line, balling, just palming the ball?
And then twang.
But he's a good player.
He is a good player.
I don't know. We don't
like to hate on players.
I don't want to hate on players, especially guys I love watching play. And Michael Johnson is... certainly one of those guys.
Absolutely.
For me.
Yep. Who have you got?
I got the Beamer. Dane Beams.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Clay.
Yeah, okay. He was really high up on my list, but I went, you know what, just Dane. Take it back a peg, Clay Beams. Dane Beams, surgery due to complications from tendonitis in the knee. He's apparently back running. I haven't seen any... actual proof of this?
That's because Brisbane are on the grog over in New Zealand at the moment.
I don't want to
know. We might see him at the Brownlow tonight. Who knows?
But, I mean, look, when he's fit,
he's great.
One of the top players in both forms.
Absolutely, yeah.
What do you do with Dane Beams? He's had a couple of just...
Since he's moved to Brisbane, really.
Since he's moved to Brisbane. Hasn't been great. Even at Collingwood, he wasn't...
He only had that one really... standout year, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
but I mean, he was touch and go with injuries and he missed time. So he's a guy who's had knocks over his career.
Absolutely. I don't know what his ADP is, but I would love to get him in that 14th round, 12 to 15 sort of thing.
Let's say Dane Beams is fit and firing coming into pre-season.
Yep.
Pre-season, first 3 weeks, when he's out there, his classic Beams.
He's certainly going to shoot up the draft boards, isn't he?
You're not going to find him in the 14th round.
No, you certainly won't. He'd probably go, 8 to 10 after that, I would say. Maybe even higher.
8 to 10 what?
Oh, no.
Rounds?
No. You go higher than that.
You go like 5th round.
5th round?
Probably 3rd to 5th round. I mean...
If he's burning...
This is a guy who's capable of 115 average plus.
Mm.
Capable of, not...
But will people... hold off on that knowing what the body's like?
Well, that's the thing, is we tend to have a very short memory in fantasy football.
We do.
And we'll forget how injury-prone Dane Beams is and remember how fantastic he's been before.
Which is a big trap that a lot of people make.
Yeah, it is. But also we know there's a couple murmurs about potential trades at Brisbane. I mean, I don't think... Pierce Hanley's cutting into his disposal count.
Nah.
But I think Dane Beams is worth a 5th round pick.
Oh, easily.
If he's fit and firing. But tendonitis is a horrible thing.
Yeah, it could just come up like that. It could
come up any time. I wouldn't feel great about it.
It would all come down to team structure as well, of how you've been drafting on the day as well.
Yeah, I think I would have to... I'd have to be punting ruck.
Yeah.
If you go with a ruckman in the first round or two, let's say you want Gawn or Goldie or whoever,
yep.
You're really opening... Well, unless you're playing in a two-ruck league, let's throw that caveat out there. You know, I wouldn't want him as... I'd want him as my third midfielder.
I'd be happy with that.
If I took a ruckman and I had to take him as my second midfielder, that's a real risk-reward move.
And you'd really have to back it up with something pretty solid.
I mean, you'd have to nut your first couple picks.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'd be happy as a third midfielder. No worries.
Yeah, third midfielder, I feel that'd be fine. But, I mean, at that point, again, we don't know what the forward line's going to look like. I'm assuming you're going to take a backman in that range.
Yeah.
Get one of those top backmen, because there are probably a dozen top backmen.
And we get a few back this year as well. Next year, sorry.
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully. Year end of the game, let's see how that works out for them.
But Danny Beams is a really interesting guy because he's not your every week captain.
No, he's a great matchup captain.
But he's a great... Yeah, that's right. Yep. So he's a really interesting piece for me.
The guy I'm going to talk about next is Steve's favourite player in the whole world. Jager O'Meara. zero games in 2015 and 2016. Ruptured...
What, AFL games?
Well, he only played a quarter and a bit in
the... Oh, but what a quarter, John.
ruptured patella tendon. Probably the worst injury an AFL player could sustain. It's similar to Adam Cooney. We saw what happened with that. He lost all explosiveness in his pace and pretty much put him down as a perma forward backup mid to the end of Adam Cooney's career. So his ADP was 104 this year.
That's horrific.
That is horrific.
Some people were pretty pissed off, I'll tell you that.
I reckon. He's undraftable for me.
I'm not going to say he's undraftable. I wouldn't go that far, but I want him in that 16-plus range.
You'd want him just as bench cover, or you'd even still take him as an M7.
When I'm talking 16-plus, I mean, if you're in that range, you're basically cuttable. If if you have a poor couple of weeks, you're out.
Into the pool with you.
And it's not... It doesn't cost me anything. It's a 16th, 17th round pick. I'm trying to hit a home run at that point.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to get there.
He'd be lucky to make the park to try and hit that home run.
No, he'll get there. He'll be fine. I actually expect him to be on the park.
Yep.
And fit and firing this year.
Well, Hawthorn.
Durability concerns.
Are Hawthorn still sponsored by that health insurance company?
I don't know.
Because that's part of his payment plan, just free health insurance for the rest of his life. Full medical plan.
Oh, man. You know what we need is like a payment plan where I get like free charcoal chicken, Jono.
Charcoal chicken?
I'd be pretty happy. Like chicken salt on the chips.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be...
I wouldn't mind a brewery to sponsor us as well.
Well...
Hello, yeah. Dayton Brewery.
The thing is, I need somewhere to spend my money.
Well, if they give us free beer...
Then I wouldn't know what to do with my cash.
Gambling?
I could just hand it. I could just burn it. That'd be fine. Yeah, look, Jager O'Meara really... It's interesting because, you know, often this gets compared to NFL injuries a lot.
Yep.
Because there's this guy in the NFL, Victor Cruz, full year out, and he's starting to come back to life. But also there was a guy last year who got the same injury, Jimmy Graham, plays the Seahawks. He's come back within a year. He's fit and firing.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jager's missed a couple of years, but my concern is the durability. Like, even if he starts off the season well...
That fitness base.
It can flare up. It's like your tendonitis injury. Yeah. My concern is he's just going to miss games. Like, if I drafted him, it'd be late. And if he started well, I'd want to package him up and get him the F out of town, man.
What if you did draft him, what game? How many games would you expect him or want him to play?
16.
That's fair enough.
Well, look, he has a really weird range of outcomes, I guess, because...
And they could just sit him as a forward.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
They could do that. I mean, he spoke about having to learn new roles.
That's never good.
He's a guy I would not spend a pick with. You know, your picks all have a different equity, let's say.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
And I certainly wouldn't spend one of those high equity picks on him.
No.
Even if he starts the preseason well.
Burning up the track.
Burning up the track, people. Round four, he's a bit sore.
Never to be seen
laid out. Who knows?
That's it.
All right, well, here's another player who terrifies the absolute bejesus out of me, Joe. Halle Bunnell.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Halle Bunnell from a trade we made in our League of Record.
Best trade ever.
Where the next morning, after receiving that trade,
front page of
the Herald Sun.
And every other newspaper in Australia.
Yeah. I mean, I respect the guy because...
Something in my nose, sorry.
Hey, look, if anyone's going to try to enhance their performance, it's me, people. So I can only respect Halle Bunnell. It's just keep it down. Calf injury. Interesting. Calf injury kept the bloke out for a whole year.
He has had a big history of those calf injuries.
That's not good, though, John.
It is not.
Retorn in May. This is the scary part. Has played out of a possible 88 games out of the last 4 years. 45. Basically half.
Wow.
That's terrifying.
Not durable.
Trust issues. Hey, look, everyone loves a
bad boy.
A working lady. Especially Tasmanian looking lady.
Love all our Tasmanian listeners.
Hey, look, if I was going to move to another state, it'd be Tasmania.
Oh, yeah.
Not for the quality, but...
It's a great state.
It's a fantastic state.
Great beer, great food, really good.
It's beautiful. It is fantastic.
Beautiful scenery, yeah.
And that's not taking the piss. Please, go to Tasmania.
Absolutely.
Also, buy a membership for Hawthorn. but Halle Bunnell, what's his range of outcomes?
Here to here.
It's best forward to never seen again.
Yeah. Two minutes in the mid, that's it. Just to bring the water bottle to five.
We may... It's best forward in fantasy football. Pimp.
Drug deal.
And it is.
Yeah. But, oh man, he can score.
When he's on the park, he scores like no other forward.
But what midfield time will he get with Ross the Boss? We haven't seen him.
I promise he will find it because Michael Walters is too good. Close to goal.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion that Hayden Ballantyne is Gonski's.
Yep.
I promise Hayden Ballantyne will be midfield forward, and he's a better midfield forward than Michael Walters by a mile. As much as Michael Walters is my favourite player in the game.
Not the Berg?
He's not a midfielder.
No.
Does he play AFL?
Allegedly.
He rides a bike pretty well. Oh, no, wait, he didn't. He did the ACL ride a bike. We'll get to that. But where would... Let's say we lose a lot of these forwards and Halle Bunnell comes out in the preseason. Where would you want to take him? Because you're going to want to take him.
Yeah, you're going
to. He's like a... You know what he's like? He's like the... Remember in that Simpsons when Lisa was doing the experiment of Bart versus the hamster and there was the cupcake with Do Not Touch? That's Halle Bunnell. That cupcake is Halle Bunnell.
You just want it.
You want it.
But you...
You know you're going to get shocked.
Such a hard... I'd have to have a quality forward in front of him.
In a vacuum, Halle Bunnell, Brett Delidio.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yes?
Yes. That's all I meant. In a vacuum, Delidio.
Okay.
But if I get him as a second forward, I'm wanting someone in quality in front of him.
Like it's just a pure bank.
Yeah. Yep.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then hopefully he goes on a tear and then trade him off. So someone else can...
deal with the calf.
That's right.
Yeah. Poor Halle Bunnell. I love watching him play.
So do I. The next guy I want to talk about is Tom Langdon from Collingwood. Only the 5 games this year. 82 average Supercoach, 71 dream team. He had a knee injury against the Eagles. Good old Collingwood...
Two weeks.
2 weeks PR system. Never seen again.
Thank Christ you're out of there, Barmy.
Yeah, haven't heard much of him either. Just, he's gone under the radar. ADP of 110. So in your 11th round. Was up around the 81 to 88% time on ground as well, which I liked. I'd take him as a D3 because I'd want something solid in front of him.
I'd want him like 4 or 5.
Really?
I'm not particularly keen on Langdon at all.
Especially with Marley Williams wanting getting traded. And
don't care. I think they've got guys coming back. I think Collingwood are probably going to try and make a couple of stupid moves as Collingwood tried to do. Schoenberg's going to be back, man. Trust me, Schoenberg is just a better player.
I love this. Schoenberg, just hitching that wagon, aren't you?
It's a family show, Johnny, so I can't say what's on my mind. But look, I mean, what...
But if he's a...
But his range of outcomes, he has no upside. Like, he's never going to score 95.
But as a third defender.
That's terrible. That's not
if good enough. If he can give me an 84, I don't care.
I'd want him as my fourth or fifth.
Okay.
Not good enough for me.
Not good enough?
I think there's a lot of good defenders.
So, I'll still stick with him as a third defender.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Bob Murphy, Jono.
Love Bob Murphy.
ACL, round 3. Where does the Silver Fox stand with you?
Well,
he's an ugly man. I can't have him in my team.
Well, I had him in our listener league and sitting on the bench and just tearing it up. And then he tore that ACL. And well, he had, was it the year before, had a great year in both formats.
Yeah, it was.
Was starting off really well again in both formats this year. Another year older. Do the Dogs win the flag? Who knows? He'll be back. It's a tough one for Bobby Murphy. It's a tough one.
Can you see him coming? Can you see something happening like the Dogs win the flag? Bob Murphy comes back and is just a complete liability.
Nah, he's just so silky smooth with those skills of his. I mean...
Jeez, I'm glad you said that and not... What are you,
she sells seashells by the seashore.
I'm the 12th man. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. No, with his skills... He's great. Where would I have him?
He's got the upside of a top 10 defender, but I don't project him there.
The risk reward? 3.5 onwards? Is it right on that cusp there for me? 3 or 4 defender?
Well, I'm going to say...
I wouldn't get him there.
You being a complete homer, we'll get to like the 4th round, realize you don't have a defender.
Bob Murphy! Hard one to predict, especially with players coming back from those ACL injuries. You just don't know.
I think he'll be fit and firing by the time preseason rolls around.
He's already running now and kicking footy, so...
Yeah, that's right. Fine. But the thing is the lateral movement.
That's the biggest problem.
Which I think he's got time to sort out.
Yeah.
I think he'll... I'd be happy taking him in the round 10 to 12 range.
So then you... Depending on how your team structure, could be that structure, third or
could
fourth.
Could be a third defender.
Yeah.
Could be a fourth defender.
And that's where I'm happy taking him.
Yeah, but I'd certainly spend a pick that had value on Bob Murphy.
Mm.
Because I think we see guys come back from ACL. Bob Murphy weighs about as much as a slab.
Yep.
I'd certainly be okay taking him in that range.
Absolutely.
And I think you want to go out on a high note. And it'll take something unforeseen to interrupt that. He hasn't got a history of injuries aside from...
Yeah.
Wait, was it Anthony Rocker who just snapped?
Mate, that was one he of was the most, skinnier than my finger at the time.
That was one of the most violent injuries I've ever seen, ever.
He was only about 18 years old at the time. And
man, Anthony Rocker just said, I'm going to break your leg.
Pretty much. But not happy with that with Bobby Murphy.
Let's get to Nick Nat Nui, Jono.
So you're not going to let me go?
Was it you?
Yeah, you just did Bobby.
Oh, well, wait, you did that on the quiz show.
Hey, I'm
you just, jerk!
Just bring it back. David Swallow.
You held me up for David Swallow?
Damn straight.
Whatever.
0 games in 2016, 6 in 2015. Was a knee injury at the start of the year with left bone bruising. Played a reserve match where he did a hammy. And put on ice for the rest of the year. His ADP was 157, which is the 16th round, which... Probably where you're going to get him, 16th onwards.
Yeah, that's... I don't think it will be because I think he's going to come into the season in a little bit better condition than he did last year. But again, he'll probably be midfielder only.
Yeah, I'd love to have him as a defender midfield again.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But no. I mean, what can you expect? Tons? It's going to be a 90s average.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying, 90s average.
Give me him in the 12 to 14 round area.
Yeah?
Well, that's a midfield.
Yeah, I suppose.
Six.
So. Yeah, 6-7. I had a 6-7.
Yeah, that's. I'm certainly not banking on upside, but, you know, that's sort of my safety range. I know I like to try swing for a home run at that area, but,
yeah,
you know, sometimes I'm happy banking a 95, and that's...
It's a solid number. I mean...
90 to... The problem is that the game's changed since he last played.
That's true.
And Dave Swallow doesn't seem... Like, with these injuries, it doesn't seem like he's the sort of guy who's going to go run 20Ks and... Well, I mean, maybe he's... I don't know, but it doesn't seem like it.
No. Maybe potential rest forward, who knows?
I don't know.
Again, there's that range again.
He's a guy I'm probably not going to... If he has a big preseason, then I'm definitely not going to end up with him.
Yeah.
But if he has a terrible preseason, I may wind up with him as a later
down
pick.
The line. Yep. Fair enough.
Oh, can I go now?
You can speak about Nick Nat now.
Nick Nat, ACL round 22. Don't want him, Jono. What do you feel?
No. Probably won't see him till the end of the year.
At least after the buys. Let's say you're playing in a two ruck league, though, Jono, as some of our loyal listeners, which we love, do.
Still not drafting him until.
Really?
No. He won't come back. It's 12 months.
Yeah, but he can come back by around 15.
Nah, don't say it. Just don't say it at all. I'm no interest
in... Bob Murphy is back running and kicking footballs now.
He's running, but he's not playing. Big difference.
Yeah, but it's only been 15 weeks.
Thank you. No interest in Nick Nat whatsoever next
year. If I was playing in a Turok League, I'd consider him a stash.
That's potential.
With my round 26 pick, or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
I would consider him as a stash if I was in a two ruck league. And I'd see how it went by the bye rounds.
Yeah, that's a fair call. But again, I just, no interest.
It's hard. Wait, I did David Swallow as well.
How good's that? Any more?
Well, it's not good. No, I have nothing to say on Nick Nat. I actually did write down that David Swallow had one of the widest range of outcomes.
There you go. My next guy I want to talk about, Mitch Wallace from the Bulldogs. Played 17 games this year. Horrific leg injury when he broke his own leg when he kicked the ball.
Yeah, what a duh.
He's actually putting a really nice season together this year. High ceiling. Floor's not too bad for him. He was scoring, when he did drop around, that was around the 670-ish mark. So it's not too bad. But highs of 134 and 116. Could be a forward. We know he can kick goals. Kicked bags of forward. Loved his effort. His ADP was 155.
Whoa, and?
That's ridiculous.
Why?
I don't know. I just see more. If he's mid-forward, I see that going up.
Yeah, if he's forward, that's fine. But he was only a midfielder.
Yes.
Well, that's a fine, perfectly fine
yeah.
ADP. I have no interest. I have very little interest in Bulldogs if they're midfield only, to be honest, next year. If he gets forward stats, which he very well may,
yep, could be quite a few Bulldogs get that forward status next year.
Well, that's the $1 million question, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I've got an interest in Mitch Wallace. I like him. The problem with all these Bulldogs is you're rolling. It's a crapshoot as to which week you're playing them.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we decided to throw Mitch Wallace forward and you kick three goals.
Bond's going to rest forward this year and he's my pure midfielder.
Exactly. That's my big problem is, like, we've spoken about how the GWS
team for next year,
midfield next year, is going to be very hard to predict.
Yeah.
I think the Western Bulldogs is worse.
Yeah, those two teams next year just woo.
Like, I've been breaking down the percentages of team clearances and the Bulldogs is by far the most, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Horrific.
Well, it's just
scatterbrain.
You
everywhere.
Can't predict it. There's guys everywhere. No one's at 12%. No one.
Really?
No one is at 12% in their midfield. Every other team has someone higher.
See, when I was at the game on Spotless Stadium on Saturday night, there was a contest on the other side of the ground. They had Bont, Libba, and Dalhouse on the fat side guarding three players.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they don't need... They're so deep, they can just throw whoever the hell they want in there.
That's right.
There were so many guys you could run through there. It was very hard to predict who was going to
take the clearance,
bob up, and look, we know midfield time isn't a lay down Mazzara's to points, but it's a pretty good
indicator. It helps.
He's a guy, if he's forward, very happy taking. Even if he's a midfielder, fine, I'll take him, but it's at the bench.
Yeah. Have you got any more?
I got Chris Yaron. I wanted to bring up Chris Yaron. Really, it's hard to predict what he's doing. He's got ankle surgery. There was reported mental health issues.
Yeah.
Sort of hard to predict where he's at.
We're not going to go closer till players come back. Till the NAB Cup starts. We just don't know.
Well, basically, yeah. So that's a really...
Weird one there.
Yeah. Are you done?
No, I've got one more.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got two more, sorry. Mason Wood. A lot of interest in this guy next year. Plays a mid-4 this year. Only the 8 games. But he was, man... With the retirements of... Who was it? Petrie and Boomer. He's playing that high centre-half forward with Brown deep in the goal square. Liked what he was doing. Great ball skills. Kicks goals. We get midfield time. Had a medial ligament. Didn't come back. He's ADP. He was 354, but I can see that changing. And I would gladly take him as my F4.
I understand where you're coming from. I got really low expectations of the North next year, and if you're going to be playing as a sort of... he'll be playing as a marking half forward.
Mm.
I got low expectations.
So if you take him as F5, just lottery ticket?
Yeah, I think that's F4, where you're... I think that's where you're going.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm taking him, I'll probably drop him in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Unless...
He goes on a tear or something.
Well, I'm just thinking matchups. Like, yeah. he might, like, if he...
Really strong-bodied.
Oh, look, yeah. He's fine. He's fine. That's fine. Not a problem. I'm just worried the fantasy output. He might be a streaming candidate for me. That's
quite the top, possibly.
All I'm thinking.
Yeah. Is that it for you? Or...
Well, I mean, do you want to talk about Jackson Thurlow?
No, well, we could talk about Mark Murphy. Which we will.
Okay.
10 games in 2016. Had an ankle injury in round 10. Only a couple of week injury. Never cited again. From the coach's mouth, just niggled. They just couldn't get it right. Will return to preseason fine. He's a gun. Blues on the improve. Don't see him getting those 110 averages we've seen in the past, but if he's 105 average, quite happy to take him. And his ADP was 77.
I'm avoiding Mark Murphy next year.
Just that burn.
No, look, I broke down, like I was saying before, I broke down the clearance numbers,
yeah.
Which is usually a good indication. Like, we play Supercoach, obviously, so contested is worth a little bit more. Pathetic, really bad clearance numbers, just way down the line. You'd be blown away.
Really?
I feel like his body is smashed.
Just from all the punishment he's taken with no help over the years?
Yeah. I think he's smashed. So I think they're going to have to move him to an outside role if they want him
to continue
to be able to play.
Yeah.
I feel for Mark Murphy. I really think he's been a fantastic player.
Yeah.
But he just gets destroyed every week, every year. And
well, with the emergence of Cripps, that won't be happening anymore.
Yeah. And look, Cripps is fine and Gibbs is fine and all that sort of thing. But I just think Mark Murphy is going to be one of those guys who goes in the first 9 rounds.
Yeah.
Who are you going to be disappointed with?
Yes. Unless he goes on a tear early, trade him out, and get the 2 week injury never to be cited again.
Oh my God, that was horrific.
How was that trade working out for you, Steve?
It was fine. I think I got Shuey in that trade, actually.
No, I traded you with him.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, no, but I got other pieces.
Yeah.
Where did Barlow go for you?
I traded him.
Oh. Oh, but
I got Mundy. Mundy and Suckling.
Oh, yeah, how'd Mundy go?
Sat on my bench to the finals.
We both lost at the same goddamn point, so it wasn't really...
Didn't work out.
Wasn't really of any consequence. No. But Jono, Jackson Thurlow, ACL early March. Actually, if Enright retires...
And Bartel.
Well, yeah, I'm really interested. Mm-hmm. Like, the averages weren't great. He had 19 games in 2015. Averages weren't great. But did have some hundreds.
But that's the thing. You go from bit player to main man.
In that Geelong team, I got some interest.
Oh, hell yeah.
I really got some interest. It's going to be... has a big range of outcomes. Obviously, can be completely useless.
Yeah.
But if I'm grabbing him in the 20th round or 22nd round or 25th round...
No one's drafting him.
Before. No one's drafting him.
Yeah. Worth the wait.
Worth a chance. Absolutely. And,
I'm done.
You're done. So I'm going to save the best to last. And Ooh. That is Jesus Sharon Goat.
Oh, dear.
Obviously, probably one of your top five picks next year's draft.
Number one?
Will probably only be a defender, but I think it's going to be worth it, Jono. Matt Schoenberg, of course. Jesus Sharon Goat.
Would like to see this guy actually play a game of football.
He's played, and he's... Look, Collingwood said we could bring Matt Schoenberg back, or we could let someone else win the VFL finals.
Oh, okay.
So they said, we'll put him on ice and no doubt we'll...
The doggies just roll all over him in the prelim.
I didn't remember what happened. It was the VFL, who cares? And we'll bring Jesus Sharon Goat back for next year and bring Collingwood back to the promised land.
Okay. I don't see it happening, but get him in that 17th, 18th, 19th, even last round. Hell, I even pick him up off the waiver wire.
That's probably good.
That wraps up the show for this week. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And next week, we'll be talking grand final.
We will. And if it's a solo show, you'll know John has killed himself because the Bulldogs have lost by a point because Jake Stringer sucks and has kicked it out on the floor or something.
Or I will be locked up in jail from the amount of alcohol consumption and partying when we win.
After you lose.
No. Well, that could happen as well. But grand final show coming up next week.
Yeah, so... Keep doing those iTunes reviews. We are still taking applications for the third doctor, are we?
Third doctor, yes.
Oh, yeah, we are. It's not October yet, so get them in quick. Look, we're searching for a third person on the podcast. We obviously did the show with one of the guys from our League of Record. We thought the third dynamic
was good.
Was very great. We want to bring more opinions, so we're getting some people who are interested in writing for the website, which is coming out in December, Jono.
Yes.
You're spearheading that.
Getting there. It's getting there.
There's a man with a wedding on his mind, people.
No. I've got a man with a grand final on my mind.
Wedding.
Wedding.
It's a grand final of life. Oh,
62 years.
You didn't hear that. We've got to get out of here.